Starting in the spring of 2017, inmates at the Columbia County Correctional Annex will be able to enroll in college classes. The prison is partnering with Florida Gateway College in Lake City to roll out the program, which is federally funded through Second Chance Pell Grants. The Department of Corrections will select 50 students to pursue associate's degrees or certificates in three areas: general education, environmental technology, and horticulture. Daniel Cronrath oversees grants for the college.
We're going to be looking at individuals that we feel that can get out of, that will be released within the next 5 years. And we're also going to be trying to identify folks in certain areas that they've already demonstrated a skill set or an interest that they can thrive when they actually get out of prison so that they don't reoffend.
Instructors will teach classes in person at the prison with some online components, although internet access will be heavily restricted. Students can enroll free of charge, and the grants will cover tuition, textbooks, and fees. And the students will be housed in living learning communities, similar to dorms in traditional colleges across the country. Here's Cronrath again.
Utilizing the cell concept as kind of a dormitory concept is really a way, one, to increase and promote their success, but it's also a way to help them within their confines to get the soft skill support that they need from their fellow inmates.
The rollout of the Second Chance Pell Grant marks the first time in 20 years that incarcerated students will be eligible for federal financial aid. And some critics are saying the Obama administration is overstepping its authority. Congress has banned financial aid for prison inmates since 1994. But U.S. Education Secretary John King argues the ban doesn't apply to experimental programs like this one.
We have been very concerned about this issue and have experimental authority under the Higher Education Act to be able to restore access to Pell Grants as part of an experiment to gather evidence, to Secretary Castro's point, evidence around what works in higher education for folks who are incarcerated.
There is resistance to using taxpayer money to educate prisoners, and the long-term future of the grants isn't clear. But the administration says the program won't take money away from other eligible students, and it will help inmates reenter society. Daniel Cronrath believes it will drastically reduce recidivism.
We look at it as a college in the broader context of, we know that if we reduce recidivism, beyond it just be doing the right thing to do, from a taxpayer perspective, we're going to be saving the taxpayers a lot of money in the future by having people successfully enter the workforce rather than going back into prison for longer sentences. So that was really the motivating factor behind our decision.
Florida Gateway College is one of 67 institutions nationwide to be selected for the program and the only one in the state. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.